Picture this. You are looking out over your 5, 10, maybe 20 plus acres. The sun is setting and your flock is grazing across a green pasture. Something inside you affirms, this is real wealth. At least when it comes to material things. You know how to take care of your sheep, your grazing system is improving your land, and you have a way to direct market each lamb that is born. This is how I feel when I look at my flock, and I want the same for you. So I put together a free 1-hour class that answers some of your most frequently asked questions concerning how I raise, rotational graze, and market my sheep for $480 per head. Go to shepherdist.com/480 or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast to sign up and receive the free on-demand class. What's more is that I will follow up over the course of 3 days, providing you with even more free resources, including a free ebook, a free grazing sheep kickstart guide, and a free marketing sheep kickstart guide. This information is worth paying for, but I'm giving it to you for free. Just go to shepherdist.com/480, shepherdist.com/480, or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast for how I raise, graze, and market my sheep for $480 each. Now let's get straight to today's episode. Sheep versus goats, which is the better homestead animal? 1 year ago, I purchased a small herd of Alpine does and a boar billy. Now, the French Alpine does were a milk breed and the boar billy is a meat breed. I bought these wanting to diversify my farm and kind of thinking that sheep and goats would basically be the same kind of animal to raise. 1 year later, I have a little bit of a better perspective on whether that's true or false, and I'm going to let you know in this video. I'm going to give you 4 ways in which goats have been a more pleasurable animal to raise than sheep, and 4 ways in which they have been a less pleasurable animal to raise. I'm also going to give you 2 situations, one in which, hands down, sheep are a better pick for your homestead over goats, and one in which, hands down, goats are a better pick for your homestead. I'm also going to call on the goat owners to leave in the comments below. Number 1, what breed are you raising? And number 2, has your experience differed any from what I'm getting ready to outline in the video upcoming? So number 1, my goats had more twins this year than my sheep did. Now they were all first-time moms, and all my first-time sheep moms had primarily singles, and the goat herd had primarily twins. Now the goat herd was on some feed and not entirely grass, so that may or may not have had an influence on how many twins that I got out of them. But in all, my goats were more prolific than my sheep this year. Number 2 is in the personality arena. Goat kids have a way better personality than lambs. They're way more fun to watch, and they are just extremely charming and enjoyable animals. Number 3 advantage of goats over sheep is just commodity value overall. Should you be using a public sale or public auction house, at least in the DFW area, I have noticed that goats just bring stronger prices in those local sales venues. Number 4 is browsing ability. Goats are far more aggressive as far as browsing and eating weeds than sheep. Now, sheep are 50-50. They're a hybrid between a goat and a cow. They really enjoy open pasture, and they will put some pressure on the weeds once that pasture and preferable stuff is done. But the goats will target those weeds first and really eat you out of them. In fact, I watched the goat herd tip over an evergreen tree and begin peeling the bark off with their teeth and actually eating it while there was an open pasture in front of them that they could have gone for first. So those are the 4 advantages. The 4 ways in which goats were less pleasurable than sheep to raise over the past year is number 1, containment. Now, I thought when I brought these goats back, I would have pretty good success because I had really mastered a system for my sheep. I'm on 2 strands of poly tape with a 12-joule charger on my 30 acres. Now, this keeps my sheep contained at a rate of about 90%, which is a passing grade for me, and I am totally good with it. But the goats pretend it doesn't exist. They'll either jump over or sneak through those 2 lines. And it may just be the type of goat I'm running. It's extremely agile. Basically, my fence is ineffective to the goats. What I've noticed as I've watched them even get shocked by it is their propensity is to propel forward rather than to retract. And so either way, they end up outside of the paddock. I've discussed this with other goat owners, and the consensus is that portable electric netting is the premier choice for rotational grazing goats. So if you do go the goat route, just make sure to use the netting and a good charger, and you should be good to go. Number two is copper. And this isn't really a con, it's just something you need to be aware of. I had to pull my goats aside and give them a copper bolus twice this year. Didn't take a lot of work, but it's something that you have to be aware of. There's a difference between goats and sheep, and they need that extra special care. Number three is climbing. And again, it could just be the alpine breed I'm raising, but these goats climb out of everything. They climb on top of everything. They even climb out of the handling system that I use for my sheep. And so basically to give them their drenches or their treatments, I have to catch them within the pen and straddle them and apply the care that they need. They even conspired with the sheep at one point in time and climbed to the top of my winter feed reserve, knocked down several bales of the hay that I intended to use for winter, all while the sheep sat at the bottom and ate it. So they are also conspiratorial. I'm not going to make that the fifth one, but you can make that part of your pros and cons list if you would like. Fourth way in which the goats were less pleasurable to raise than the sheep this year was hooves. It was an extremely wet year, and I was finding myself treating more goat hooves than sheep hooves. As far as parasites, they seemed to be about the same. I did not lose any goat kids, and I lost a few lambs to parasites this year. Now, I was raising a lot more lambs than goat kids, but there was really no difference to me. This video is brought to you by Shepherdess.com, where I provide you with the resources you need as a beginner sheep farmer to get off the ground running with sheep and to do it as successfully as possible. I provide you supplies for sheep. I provide you with free video training, one of which I'll link down below. It is a 1-hour micro masterclass on the basics of raising, grazing, and marketing sheep. When people usually approach homesteading, they do it for one of two reasons. Number one, either resource management, they're trying to manage land in the best way possible, or number two, self-sufficiency and food production. If you have a land resource that is heavily wooded, extremely brushy, and very little pasture, goats are hands down a better option for you. They're going to make use of that land resource, you're going to have minimal feed inputs, and they're really going to be healthy because they're eating what they were designed to eat. If you are going at this from a food production self-sufficiency standpoint, I would say sheep are a better choice. Here's why. It's going to be very difficult, for me at least, to get my family transitioned into the idea of making goat milk a regular part of our diet. Unless we hit some starvation apocalyptic situation, I'm going to need to find a secondary use for all of this goat's milk, whether I feed it to other animals or make soap, etc. With lamb, we use lamb interchangeably with beef. We make things like lamb chili, lamb burgers, we grill the lamb chops like steak, lamb roast, ribs, etc. It all just slips in there just like beef. And the way that lamb grows and marbles is very, very similar to beef. When you go and you use goats for the meat, you need to understand that the fat in goat meat is stored around the vital organs and in the abdomen and not in the meat as marbling. So it's going to be a very lean product, and that's not bad. It's just going to take some adjusting to as far as integrating it into the standard American diet. So what is the consensus for me personally as far as goats at my farm? And the consensus is I like them well enough to keep them for personal use. It's not going to become a for-profit enterprise. There's enough about them that makes them a little bit difficult to where I'm not really ready to scale up my numbers, but I'm definitely going to keep a couple. One of the does I am keeping, she is a great milker and she basically lets anything nurse off of her. So that's going to be really helpful in case of orphan lambs or just a need for extra milk.